Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
To take what I came from in August of 2014, just laying curled up in the fetal position, withdrawing, to what God has done in my life now. It's unbelievable, and God spoke to me. That relationship with the Lord was missing from my life. And that's what we all need. That's what we all need as much as we need air. And I think that people that are out there using and drinking and all those other things, that's what they're looking for. I had a lot of experience attempting the 12 steps beforehand, during my struggles. And the problem was figuring out my higher power. Now, from my background in ministry, I knew that Jesus Christ, my higher power, I knew that, but trying to establish that relationship that I know how it should be, I couldn't just do in the rooms on my own. I needed that connection, needed to be part of a body, a church, prayer. I needed that. And, AA is great, and I love the 12 steps, but I knew I needed the ultimate connection. And that's why I struggled with the 12 steps at first. Now they make sense to me. Now it's great. You know what I mean? But
the danger with the 12 steps, my opinion, is you can stop a behavior and not develop a relationship with the only one who can do you any good, and that's Jesus Christ. And we know from the history of the 12-step movement that the sobriety rates, when they didn't have a big book, they just had the Bible, were higher.
Mm.
And one of the things that breaks my heart, and I will tell you honestly that I spent 20 years of my life trying to help people get sober and not get saved because it wasn't politically correct and it would have been harder for me. And one day, God's never spoken to me, but it was like I realized I can't do this anymore. And it breaks my heart that there's a lot of people, maybe you're listening today, and you've been sober a long time, and God has helped you with that, but you're missing eternal life, forgiveness of your sins. That can only come through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, by no other name are you saved. And God of a higher power, God of my understanding, can be a God of my own creation, and that's why you're in the program at the beginning, because you were your own God, and we don't get that. And one of the things you said that I'm really grateful for, there's a lot, but you said, it's not my story, it's what God did for me. And I hear people say, they go, how did you do it? And people will tell them how they did it. You didn't do it. You didn't even want to do it. God did it all for you. And what we do is we worship the creation and not the creator. It's Romans 1, and I see it every week.
That's some passion, George.
Sorry.
No, I like it. That's some passion.
Love it.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, it's so true. It's completely true.
And I'm a 12-step guy. I mean, it's Philippians 2:12. It's how I work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I realize I'm saved by faith, not by works, but faith without works is dead, James. So, that's how I do it.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.